Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network, brought to you by Built Bar, baby.
Hell yeah.
If you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off your first order at BuiltBar.com.
Eat healthier than I do.
Yeah. They brought you the show today, Twitter Tuesdays.
Yep.
Thank you to everybody who sent in their questions ahead of time. If you'd ever like a chance to get your question featured on the show, go ahead and shoot that over to at Lockdown Clips. Or, you know, I'm sporadically on at Will Updike, at Charles Mockler. He's in deep.
I was getting into it today. I had had a lot of time on my hands today for Twitter.
But there's some great questions that we got. We'll be talking the finals, bunch of different stuff in there. And then on Clippers Twitter, it's Pat Bev Appreciation Week. And we're kind of tying it in with our what if.
Yeah.
A little bit about, you know, kind of what this team looks like without Pat Bev. Obviously, we opted to sign him to a pretty market-friendly contract.
I mean, every
healthy sum.
Every contract just feels worth it for the Clippers. So it's like, yeah, whatever.
But he has stated wanting to make sure that he fulfills that. So we'll be talking about, you know, what could have been with that, as well as just, you know, we love gushing about Pat.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Pat Bev.
Then we'll be wrapping things up with some shavings. There is some new news amid the Corona stuff about team practice facilities kind of opening, so we'll be talking about that. And boxing great Mike Tyson was also spotted in some Clippers gear, so we got to talk about that.
All that, sure.
And more coming up right about now.
Yeah, so welcome to Twitter Tuesdays. Thank you again, everyone who sent questions, and a lot of questions from the regulars, I feel like, this week, which
Thank
is always
you.
Fun.
Regulars.
Thank you very much. Dave Campbell has a really good question to start it off, which ties into something that this team is a lightning rod for and that is going to be a big concern moving forward. Fantastic question. Is it time for the NBA to embrace load management from a duty of care perspective to look after their players?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this makes a huge amount of sense. You know, being Clippers fans, obviously, I think we got really tired of
Yeah, we're all pro load management, I think.
Yeah.
Mostly.
There's just proof that it works. And, you know, Kawhi, I think, is definitely an interesting benchmark or blueprint for this kind of model. Because I really feel like it's pretty conservative. I think just not playing your best player on back-to-backs, I mean, it, you know, obviously it depends.
It's a one-sentence idea, which to me is like seems very simple.
Yeah, you know, obviously it'll depend on the way that your schedule rolls out. Ours was a little brutal at times.
Definitely.
With the back-to-backs.
Yeah, and the inconsistencies.
And the inconsistencies. And then, you know, a lot of it really depends on the team structure that you have.
Yeah.
You know, the Timberwolves are not going to win a game when Karl-Anthony Towns sits out.
Damn, wow. Shots fired at the Timberwolves for no reason.
I mean,
I understand what you're saying, though. Yeah,
for
sure.
It's not a reality. It's not
feasible.
It
just makes sense.
Teams. But if you can do it, it absolutely makes sense. I mean,
he's also on pace, or was on pace, to play more games this year than last year.
Yeah.
My thing with Kawhi and load management of him being the benchmark, which is so hard, is that he is the truest definition of an outlier in this scenario.
Kawhi?
Yeah, in terms of results from load management. And what, because I think, like, you look at Kawhi and you're like, oh, Finals MVP, he load managed, he's got two rings.
It's also difficult because there is a persistent issue, you know?
Yeah,
which is another
for sure.
thing with the load management.
He has a true, legitimate, I don't want to say reason because that makes it seem like just needing rest isn't a good reason, which it absolutely is for players, but his is a documented issue.
Yeah, so I think that that's where you run into another complication is like, does the league relax the rules? So maybe, it, you know, rest is a reasonable, you know, like,
yeah,
reasonable reason.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
for load management.
I think if
because I think that changes the conversation too. Like, if it's strictly injury dependent,
yeah,
that lowers the pool of players that are going to be able to,
for sure,
to do
and maybe puts other players at risk who are like, oh, well, I'm injury dependent, but I can just load manage, and it's like, no, but you really shouldn't play as much, and they're like, oh, it's fine. You know what I mean? Then it goes the other way too.
Yeah,
of maybe the load management think you believe you can actually play more when you can't. For some players.
Well, I don't know. I just look at all these players who carry these, like,
just minutes loads. Like, Trez.
Yeah, these Herculean loads, like, throughout
we
the...
It's funny because we have truly the two complete opposite minute loads in the NBA on this team, we have Kawhi, which is a managed time load, as it should be. And then you have Trez, which is the complete other end of the spectrum, where he's playing stretches of multiple halves of basketball.
Yeah.
No breaks. Borderline, you know, more often than not, it feels like.
Yeah.
Or felt like.
Well, and the other thing is I do feel like load management might not even be an advantage for every single player. You know, maybe there's something that will take you out of the rhythm. But I think for a lot of players, especially, I mean, if you're looking at the best player on any given teams, I mean, think of players like Harden or Westbrook back in the OKC years who, like, I mean, they probably could have benefited immensely just from not playing back-to-back.
Chris Paul.
Yeah, 100%. Like, all these players who really, you know, have a lot to do. And not that, you know, every player on the court isn't important, but, like, you know, I think there's some usage rates that would lend themselves to not playing back-to-back.
Yeah, I think it's more of a – I like the wording here of, like a duty of care. I think it's not management. I think it's just maybe relaxing the thing right now.
Yeah.
And giving it the open-ended thing.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, so like in the MLB, like teams figured out how to like game. There was a shortened DL list. So for like pitchers, you could basically just like have them pitch a start, put them on the DL so you could bring up like another person or something like that.
Because
they'd only miss one start maybe or something like that because it was like the 7-day DL or something. Like that can't be really, like the only, like you can't really take advantage of a rest rule because you're not playing players. Like it's not like a pitcher in baseball. You know what I mean? Like if Kawhi's not playing, he's firmly not, like, he wasn't going to, like, it's a bigger impact.
For sure.
So I don't think there's, like, a possibility to game this system in any way. There's no advantage.
Yeah. I mean, the only way, I guess, you're gaming the system is just looking at the schedule and
picking, you're trying to pick your spots.
And you're trying to pick your spots, but.
But then you're us and you lose to the Grizzlies.
Exactly.
Moving on. Fantastic question, Dave.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave Campbell. Shout out.
Thank you very much.
Elijah Diaz, aka Patrick Bev Stan.
Great
handle.
Awesome handle.
Surprised he didn't have to add a bunch of numbers to the back.
Yeah, he must have got that one early.
How confident were you that the Clippers were going to win the finals?
I tweeted this one out. Where's this "were" coming from? Are going to win the finals. How confident am I that the Clippers are going to win the finals? Pretty confident now. Honestly.
Yeah.
The health. We're going to talk about the health in a sec, but like, I think the health benefits us as much as any other team. The weight, like.
I mean, it's interesting because
it's weird to look this advantageously.
We still don't know what, if this season is resumed, like what that will look like and what the capacity will be like. But it certainly doesn't hurt the Clippers. To have a fully healthy roster, especially just given
Kawhi can recharge or do. Imagine what Kawhi is doing right now.
Yeah,
it's so crazy. Sorry, this is a hard pivot. It's crazy that right now no one has any idea what the best player in the NBA is doing in quarantine.
Yeah,
that's just such a trip to think about in 2020 with everything we have going on, and in a time when I feel like, you know, social media posting because everyone is inside is at an elevated rate. Kawhi, it's just like, yeah, just a trip.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that I guess is maybe worrisome is, you know, everyone else's batteries are also recharged. It does level the playing field in kind of a different way. But I still think, you know, I still think that's advantageous for the Clippers, especially with Paul George still being as recent as he was coming off that second injury run. Pat Bev was having issues with the groin.
He's working out, obviously. Trez is in the backyard using that tree.
Yeah, true.
Uprooting trees in his backyard.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think going back to that third Lakers matchup, I began to become
the Book of Tart. I feel like
pretty confident that the Clippers were going to win a championship.
Yeah, I feel like this is like the Book of Tart. Like Carl talked about this a lot. Like he was like, I felt fine.
Yeah,
like, I felt great.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean, I definitely felt shakier at other points.
Oh, definitely.
Then
you did not want to see me after that Memphis loss. Anyway, fantastic question. We appreciate it, Elijah. NBA discussion has a personnel question, which is how good would Alec Burks be for this team?
Oh, interesting.
So unrestricted free agent after this season, only making like $2.5 million.
I would assume that goes up, but sure.
Yeah, because of the pool and everything like that. 36% from three. On 4.5 threes a game, 15 points, 4 boards, 3 assists. I don't know. Would be pretty good, I guess, as like a second guard?
Yeah.
Because Magruder's bad?
I don't know. I think that if we're able to keep Reggie around, I actually think that we're pretty set at the guard position.
Yeah, I do too.
I
yeah, like the second shooting guard, I'm like, I don't want Lou to play point and Alec Burks to play the two off the bench. Like, or what is Reggie doing? You know, like.
And like, I don't know. I mean, 15-4-3, it's impressive. He's a little bit more dynamic than Shamit for sure. But Shamit's just so automatic. I don't really know if paying more money than you're paying Shamit for another guard.
Yeah.
You know, there's just like it's diminishing returns.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's diminishing returns.
Like, what sounds better, Lou and Alec Burks in the backcourt or Reggie Jackson? Like, it just personnel, everything, like, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting question. He is cheap, too, maybe.
Big caveat being, you know, we think, you know, if we're able to keep Reggie.
I think we are.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
I think as long as Paul George is here, Reggie's a Clipper. Makes the most sense, I feel like.
Reggie and the Paul.
You know what? Exactly. Coming after this, we have one more Twitter Tuesday question that leads into kind of our Pat Bev of a week. But first, we have to give a shout out. We talked about him off top, but we're repping Built Bar this whole month.
That's right. And you know why? Two main reasons. A, Built Bars are tasty. Protein bar tastes like a candy bar, though. 16 amazing flavors. 8 chocolate.
Are you a mint guy or are you a peanut butter guy?
I like chocolate peanut butter, but I have no nut allergy. If you do, they got you covered. The bars are all covered in 100% chocolate. And you're going to like this, a man with questionable teeth.
What the hell does that mean?
I
got a bunch of fake
chew.
Teeth. These aren't
they're
questionable.
Soft and easy to chew.
I don't think they're questionable. They're fake. Everyone knows. Yeah. Worth it, though. But I can eat these Built Bars.
And point two, not only are they tasty, Built Bars are healthy.
Yeah.
Built Bar is...
I can take my teeth out and eat the Built Bar, is the crazy thing.
Yes.
I have a partial.
They're great for the health-conscious guy. You can lose...
Not me, but I appreciate it.
Or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're like... They're 20 grams protein, only 170 calories, low sugar, low net carbs. High on flavor.
Where can I go to get these Built
Bars?
So
the best place to go to get Built Bar is to go to builtbar.com. And right now we have a special offer for our listeners. If you use promo code Locked On, you'll get $10 off your first order. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off at builtbar.com. And you guys should jump on this offer because if it goes well, we might have a secondary offer on your second shipment from Built Bar.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. TV. Tell them Will sent you. Coming up after this, more Pat Bev talk.
All right, so Pat Bev week on Clippers Twitter.
Hell yeah, which we're late to. There's been a couple of different players' weeks. We've been late to it. Sorry about that.
Hey, we plan out this content 90 days in advance.
Learning through us for a loop.
And it's very rigid. There's no real room for very improvisation or anything to come up.
No, so. Not at all. So that's our bad. We're sorry for being so put together about this. Black Sub-Zero 24, truly, and I cannot stress this
iconic
enough.
Name.
One of my favorite Twitter handles. Wonders, if we think now everyone, including Noah, is fully healthy. I think 100%.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've talked
Although
about
I would not, caveat, I would not be surprised if Joakim Noah somehow had another steel tub full of ice accident. Right? Wouldn't you be like, God damn it. Like,
Yeah.
Well, it feels like something like, this can't happen twice. And then it just does.
I guess my thing is like, no, everybody's so consistent and diligent about working out. I guess I was going to say, do you worry about like any sort of atrophy or anything setting
nah.
in?
Maybe Shamit because he got a new dog and the dog is very cute.
That's fair.
Could just be hanging out.
Can't practice the shot if the dog's that cute.
You know, what are you going to do? No, but I think the other question, this made me think of who are we most concerned about coming back 100% healthy?
Paul George or Pat Bev. Actually, I don't know, maybe Pat Bev.
It's Pat Bev for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see if for whatever reason there were to be a stretch of very important playoff games in which we did not have our full roster, and that included Pat Bev.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hard, that series becomes so much harder.
Yeah. I think you'd rather almost, and, you know, this is nothing disparaging about either player, but I think in a playoff series, you'd almost rather take a 60% Paul George and a fully healthy Pat Bev than no Pat Bev and 100% Paul George.
In a playoff series, depending on the matchup, that's an absolutely valid.
And I'm not saying anything disparaging about it either.
Not
player.
At all. No, but like, so when anyone on the Clippers misses time, it is the worst when Pat Bev is out.
Yeah.
The Clippers are 7-9 in games he misses. And if you look at the wins in this, two of these wins are by more than 40 points. It's the Hawks win and the Cavs win. Mm-hmm. And five of the seven are by more than 10 points. So, like, he's missing games that we handedly, for the most part, win.
Yeah.
So, it's just incredible what he brings to the entire Clippers effect.
I mean, he is the intangible, he's the intangible god.
Yeah. Joey Lynn wrote a great piece on Pat Bev, too. Go check that out on Lucas Hahn's blog. But no, he's the most important Clipper. Maybe yes. It's quarantine, maybe because I've just been mainlining these Pat Bev highlights, but
I don't know. He's the vocal leader of the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's cliche of us to say that, we say it all the time, but it's just true. He sets the tone out there. He opens up the offense spacing wise when he's able to knock down those shots.
What he brings to the offense is larger than what he brings to defense. And that's not discrediting his defense at all.
Yeah.
But as a team effect, what he brings to the offense is it's not comfortably more than what he brings to the defensive side of the ball, but it's closer than people give him credit for.
I've been so impressed with Pat Bev, his offensive game this year. You know, I was curious as to what it was going to look like, you know, with him firmly helming the ship this year versus, Shea having a lot of the duties last year. But, like, Pat, you know, he's been given the playbook by Doc. So, obviously, there's a lot of confidence with him in that locker room. But, like, I just think the aggressiveness that he's displayed in his, like, floater and little runner game is such a huge improvement to me.
And the three-point shooting, it's like I sometimes feel – because Clippers fans
– He's a 40% shooter.
Clippers fans know he's such a good shooter, and that never gets talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like – I mean, we talk about it enough on this pod, but, like, yeah, like, the floater game is so nice. Like, the finishes are nice.
That's the thing that's been, like, the most – that's the thing that's been the most impressive to me is that, like, when he – can either, you know, be off ball and you know that he can knock down a shot if he's got the space.
Like, leave him open.
Or,
and he loves that. So the thing about Pat Bev, too.
He loves that. He wants to, yeah.
Leaving Pat Bev open sucks on two levels. A, he's a 40% three-point shooter. So truly, just from statistical standpoint, you're pretty much screwed. B, he sees the empty space and he takes the disrespect and turns it into a better shot.
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of the best in the league at doing this.
But that, like, that aggressiveness of just being able to drive more. I don't have any, like, finite numbers in front of me, but
what,
like,
are numbers?
I don't know. I've been so impressed with that. I think I've had multiple tweets where I'm like, Pat Bev's floater game is underrated. Pat Bev,
yeah.
Blah blah. So I don't know. I think that he's just such a huge part of what makes this whole thing tick.
And what do we think the best Pat part of his game is? And when I say Pat part, I mean, is it the offensive rebounds that kind of come out of nowhere? Is it the general dickishness? And I say that with the most high respect, as Clippers fans will understand.
I think
is it film study?
I think it's, like, film study, and I think it's the locker room and the moment he hits that court to put up his practice shots. If you ever show up for a game early, which I highly recommend. We have a bad reputation, the Los Angeles sports fans do, of showing up late to games. Well, show up early. See how the tone shifts when Pat Bev hits the court.
It's pretty crazy. I can't remember what game it was. It was one of the games before the stoppage. But everyone on the court, like media, we're talking with Sabrina and Tomarin. It was like the vibe just feels – it was like this feels – doesn't feel as hyped.
Doesn't feel tight.
It might have been the Lakers game.
Doesn't feel tight sometimes.
And Bev comes sprinting out. Literally sprinting out. Like, and it was just like, okay, it's time to play right now. Like, his film study, getting to see him look at film in the locker room. There was someone on Twitter who asked, like, what do you miss, like, a specific thing the most? And I think you and I talked about, like, seeing, like, Sam Cassell and Natalie playing one-on-one. Pat Bev like breaking down that film. And he's doing it like at a time when, A, I don't think he's supposed to, because there's media allowed in the locker room. So he's just going back and forth, like talking to Shamit or talking to another guard.
I feel like just watching Pat Bev audibly watch film, there's been points where I feel like I've learned more about the game.
He clowns on people.
Yeah.
He teach, like, he's showing what people do. Like, there's a game before we were playing, like, Fournier. He was talking to Shamit about, like, of such a specific thing, like, the way he prepares is another underrated thing about Patrick Beverley that does not get enough attention. Because seeing it firsthand, you know he does, obviously. If you watch enough Clippers games, there's no way someone that good doesn't prepare, obviously.
100%.
But like seeing it firsthand, it's just like he sees it in such a different way.
You think he backs off on his whole F the media thing once this is all over?
No. I think it may be in a jokey way.
I think he
way.
Might miss the media.
I don't think he does.
He
is
misses
more.
Me.
I don't think that's true at all. He's more active on social media than I thought he'd be.
Oh wow, okay.
Dude, he plays so many board games. Like we talked about him playing Monopoly. He was playing like it wasn't Boggle, something the other day, but like it's competitive over there.
Makes sense. Competitive dude.
The competitive
spirit is his greatest.
Are you good at Monopoly?
No, dude, I hate Monopoly. I think it sucks.
Damn.
No one ever asked me to play Monopoly. Don't do it. I don't care. I don't want to play. It sucks.
We got to edit this out because our sponsor next month is the Monopoly guy. Steven Monopoly sponsoring the pod.
Monopoly deal is fun if you ever get the card.
Yeah, Monopoly deal is tight. Fun. Also, if you're on PS4 and you're trying to play Monopoly Go or whatever with me and my friends, get at me. PSN name is Swag Train. All capital letters, one word. This is not a joke. Made it in college. Couldn't give it up. Too perfect of a name. Coming up, let us know how much you love Pat Bev.
Yeah.
Watch some Pat Bev highlights. I've been doing that every morning. I actually do that. I have one of those TVs that you can watch in the shower. I just play Pat Bev highlights, just get psyched up.
Sounds weird that you're doing it in the shower.
Well, it's consistently because I can't bring my phone. You know what I mean? Like, I got them playing during meetings. I'm still working from home.
I don't know why you're watching TV in the shower.
I'm bored.
Why are you showering for so long then?
You know. It's quarantine.
Take care of business. Get out of there. You're wasting water. This is California, for God's sake. We're in a drought.
That's actually a very good point. All right, I'm taking shorter showers. Coming after this, we got some shavings.
All right. So, I believe you have some news that reported exclusively by you.
Oh, yeah. Reported exclusively from Charles Mockler. Mark Stein tweeted out earlier. I believe a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist? No. The NBA, I'm told, this is Mark saying this, just notified its teams that it intends to allow practice facilities in states where shelter-in-place regulations have been eased to reopen Friday as planned, quote, pending new developments. Those new developments, of course, this is now me talking. Those new developments, of course, being, I don't know, a bunch more people getting sick.
Yeah.
And maybe more people dying.
So this is an interesting...
This is just what happened with the Hawks thing. I don't know how long ago it was, because I don't know how time works.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right now? But yeah, this just feels, I don't know.
Here's my thing.
Because it's going to allow it, which makes sense.
Yeah. I think it makes sense to allow it. I think
from a not kicking shit up perspective, what like the NBA, which it's like,
it's the
dude,
political
like,
move to say, let the state decide.
And each owner, you know, each team's owned by an owner, so it's like...
Otherwise, I feel like you're getting into a little bit of a pissing competition with the owners, too, if you say...
And the government.
Yeah.
Which it's just like,
if
god damn
if you say
it,
no,
like,
these, like, cannot be reopened, we don't care what the state says.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense. And, you know, in that regard, the NBA definitely shouldn't try to overstep its bounds.
Yeah, there's seems like whatever the state's... Yeah, whatever.
But, I, you know, it's not like they're mandating players have to come back. Or
yeah, they're not like the NBA is mandating teams open. That would be wild. That would be crazy.
I still guess I do worry about, you know, we still don't fully know the scope of you know what this could mean for the proverbial curve like,
yeah, not curb,
not curb, or like re-upticks in cases or anything like that. But I'm trusting that,
because it would be that limited individual thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm trusting that teams will be responsible in this, especially just because you're dealing with people, and I mean all facets of a team, both the players and the training staff and everything. You're dealing with people that are so valuable. Like, these are really hard people to replace, even if they have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks.
On every level.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. On every level. Yeah. Even, you know, like, even arena staff and stuff like that, who obviously won't be there, but, like, that's still hard. You know, that's still hard.
Well, there's
to
a sanitary, like, we don't, like, there's no guidelines for how to make things 100% okay right now. Like,
yeah.
There's so much uncertainty that, from my perspective, I'm like, yeah, of course anybody has to do this. I don't think the Clippers open their stuff. Like,
well, I mean, there's still.
Well, because, like, the Lakers have reportedly been trying to work with the city to open their facilities before the 15th, which. Makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be pretty...
Also, one of the older teams, you need the rest. Let them open on May 15th.
I would be pretty surprised if... I'd be, like, really pretty surprised if that happened. I think... Yeah, I don't know. It makes...
The pending new developments is doing a lot of heavy lifting in this tweet.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
As it should.
Yeah. I also think if you're an owner, I mean, you don't want the liability.
Dude, are you going to be that owner who's like... Well, so, like, say you have a team and you're like, all right, I want my team to play... in these practice facilities, and one of your players is like, no. And then maybe a player who's less or more of a stature, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, ability, in terms of contract, in terms of influence on the game within that team's system. What if a person from a different level voices the same thing and gets a different response?
Totally.
So it's this thing of, like, it's
yeah,
such
like
an,
a weird hierarchy.
There's such an individual... Yeah. thing with it that it's like, I don't know, a lot of it comes down on the owners.
Totally.
And I'll tell you what, happy we have our owner.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense for the NBA to not try to infringe on things where they are relaxing stay at home stuff. I would be really pretty surprised though, if the NBA as an organization was condoning the opening of training facilities in places where there was
it wasn't relaxed. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. That makes yeah, like from, that, from a true just
that
like
would kinda
hey,
shock me.
If your state is saying this and you're doing this before the state, maybe don't.
Yeah,
that's how Silver would go about it. All right, should we get to some lighthearted stuff?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, there's some good lighthearted stuff to end this Wednesday episode on. Mike Tyson. Was seen wearing a Clippers jersey recently, or not jersey, a shirt when he was training, seemingly in someone's garage. Do you think any Lakers fans honked their horn and yelled something at him outside of their car if they saw him wearing this jersey?
Absolutely not.
Dude, he looks in like he's in crazy good shape.
I don't think he, yeah.
There's that video of him like at a restaurant for some reason. Talking to like a restaurant, what seems like a restaurant manager, uh-huh. and he's like teaching the guy how to like get around on people and then give him like a tough kidney shot. And he's moving so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. But this had me thinking, so like the Clippers are now popular with a very weird slew of celebrities.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Like, so we had, of course, the classics. We had R.I.P. Penny Marshall, the GOAT.
Yeah.
We have Billy Crystal forever and always. Although I haven't seen him in too many games. We have Adam Devine. We have Eric Griffin. Absolutely yes. Hilarious people. We have Chris Wilde and Dittman. Two famous people.
Party Carl Tart.
Like, but now there's also Goldstein. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's kind of L.A. famous. I don't know if like, I don't think my mom knows who Jimmy Goldstein is.
Yeah, well, and he's also just an NBA super fan.
I'd be pretty,
not
I'd be actually,
Clippers fan.
I'd have a lot of questions if my mom knew who Jimmy Goldstein was. Do the Clippers have the biggest come up though? Because now we have like Rick Ross, Mike Tyson. Then another thing I forgot, Shawn Mendes and Camille Cabello went to a game. Mm-hmm. And like I searched Clippers like celebrity.
Uh-huh.
And this article came out and like made out a bunch in the front row. Cool. Which seemed like a publicity stunt. That went down at a Clippers game. Like a publicity stunt going down at a Clippers game is something that I really never thought would happen.
I can't think of a venue in which I've been less moved to make out. And maybe that's a problem with me. But, yeah.
Can we talk about how weird it is that the Clippers kiss cam, I think they stopped this, but at one point was sponsored by hotels, like hotel.com or
no,
whatever?
No, it still is.
Yeah.
I believe.
And so you get, like, if you have, like, the best kiss on the Clippers kiss cam, you get like a discount if you book a hotel room that night.
Well, it doesn't have to be for that night. I think you just got to book it that night.
But doesn't that seem like a weird... It's such a weird, like...
Yeah.
It's an odd mix for a large public gathering to be like, ooh, y'all kissed good. You'll probably need a hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, it also, though, kind of...
Kiss cam's also weird.
Also, though, kind of makes sense. I guess, like, maybe you're hoping that people will use the deal around the Staples area because there are a bunch of hotels and stuff. But yeah,
you sound like you pitched this idea.
I would pitch this idea. I
was in the room.
I would pitch an idea like this. Yeah, I think it's positive vertical integration.
That's you know, as soon as you said that, I thought this is a fantastic idea. Anything else in the shavings drawer?
No, it's really hot in the room that we're recording.
Yeah, we had
so
to turn
hope
the
it doesn't
AC
sound
off.
Too sweaty.
Hope everyone's doing okay.
Yeah,
just you know, positive check to everybody else, or whatever. Hope everyone's drinking the fluids. Wash your hands. Wear
definitely,
masks.
Definitely.
Don't go to sideshows.
And, you know, I go up and down on where I stand with this, but...
you would say you're against Corona.
I have reasonable hope that basketball will return.
It's absolutely coming back.
And we will get a chance to finish out this season, and we will get a chance. We will finally get our Clippers chance.
I have to smoke a blunt with a Twitter's user at the championship parade. I'm very excited about it. Hope he's listening. Friday's episode, we're going to have any news updates that we get.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. We're going to be playing a Love, Marry, Quarantine.
That's right.
We're going to be talking maybe some more Pat Bev stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll have the return of Carl. Who knows?
I mean, he's probably got free time.
We'll see.
We'll see. I thank you so much for listening. You can find us on iTunes, on Deezer. Eat your Built Bars.
Built Bart. Built by bar.
All the double B's out there. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.